Okay, I'm going to be recording the daf for Shabbos. It's Friday afternoon, but I'm going to record Shabbos daf Chof Beis. We're going to pick it up from the very bottom of Chof Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara states as follows, about six lines from the bottom. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches Zav Shera'ah. Here we go. Zav Shera'ah carry. If you have someone who is already a tumah of Zav, Zav is a type of tumah where a certain liquid comes out of his body. We don't have it nowadays anymore. But if he was a Zav, let's say he was in the middle of counting his seven clean days of a Zav, Shera'ah carry, he became a Balkari. He saw some, let's say he had marital relations or something, so he saw a carry, became a Balkari. V'nida shepolta shech vazer, a woman who was a nida, and she had relations with her husband, let's say before she was a nida, and now, a few days later, so shech vazer from the husband comes out of her in the middle of her days of nida. And also hamishameshes for us adam, or a woman who has marital relations, so she's like a balas keri. She has marital relations, and then she gets right afterwards she becomes a nida. So all these three people, tzricha tvila. So all of them need tvila, and the tvila works to get rid of the balkari and allows them to learn Torah, even though they're still tame. Rabbi Huda says no. Since the tefillah won't accomplish anything because she's already a zav, she's already a nida, so the tefillah is not going to do anything for the keri. So you don't need to dip for a keri. This such a person is permitted to learn even without going to the mikvah because they're tame already anyway. Says the Gemara, "Ad kan lo pata Rabbi Yehuda el bezav shiro keri demei kar la bar tefillah." The only time we say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't need a dip is because she's tame anyway, or he's tame anyway. Aval balkari greida, but clearly you see from here that someone who's just a plain balkari who wasn't a zav or wasn't a nida, etc., mechayev. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the takana that a balkari is not allowed to learn Torah. This contradicts this that we said Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, because earlier in the Mishnah on daf a blot ago on daf. Chafam and Beis, we quoted the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, when you're a Balkari, you are allowed to not only say Kriya Shema, you're allowed to say the brachos, you're allowed to say it all with your mouth, you're allowed to say it all out. So there's a contradiction. Says the Gemara, V'chi tema huadin da'filu Balkari greida nami pata Rabbi Yehuda. And if you'll tell me that no, really Rabbi Yehuda really holds that even a regular Balkari, he denies the whole Takana Zezra, and he thinks that even a regular Balkari is allowed to learn Torah. V'hai de kamiflugi b'zav shara keri. And the only reason he quotes the case here of zav shara keri, that someone who was already a zav, is lo diach hakocha de rabban, to show you that the opinion of chacham is machmir, and they're mechayiv you with tefillah, even a Balkari who was already tuma zav. But really, Rabbi Yehuda holds even a plain Balkari also has to go to the mikvah. Ema Seifa, you can't say that. Look at the Seifa. One of the cases that we said there was Hamashameshes for us Adam, that she, a woman who had relations, and then she sees blood right away. Tzricha Tvila. Now, Laman Katanila, who's this going like? Ilema Rabbanon Pshita. According to Chacham, who say even if you were a Zav for a long time, then you became a Balkari, so you dip in the mikvah. So obviously, Hamashameshes for us Adam, she wasn't Tame beforehand. She just has relations right away, and then she sees Dom afterwards. So obviously, she's going to have to go to the mikvah. Hashta umazav shara keri demei kara lav bar tefilahu, a zav who sees a keri. That originally she was, the person was tamei zav. He was tamei zav beforehand, and then he became a balkari in the middle of being tamei zav, but he was tamei before the keri started. Demei kara lav bar tefilahu mechayev rabbanan. Yet the rabbanan say you are chayev to dip in a mikvah. Hamashameshes for us adam. A woman who has relations, and then she sees blood after. So at the time that she was about Keri, she wasn't tummy beforehand. Demeikara bas tefilahi. When she first saw the Keri, she could have had tefila. She just gets the nida afterwards. Lo kol shekein, how much more so should she certainly dip in the mikvah, according to Chachamim, before learning or before davening? El alav must be Rabbi Yehudahi. Must be that case is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'dafka katanila. And Rabbi Yehuda Dafka held only in this case you don't have to dip in the mikvah because it's not going to do anything because you were tamei already. But in a case of where a regular Balkari, Rabbi Yehuda would agree has to go to the mikvah. So how could Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah say that it's okay to say Kriya Shema and the brachos of Kriya Shema and you're allowed to say it even when you're a Baal Keri? Mishameshes veros nida einat tzricha tefila avo Baal Keri greida mechayev. So that's just completing what we said before, that the dafka mishameshes veros adin nida doesn't have to do tefila kon Rabbi Yehuda, but a regular Baal Keri does have to do tefila. Answers the Gemara, lo tema mivarech ela meharher. Says the Gemara, when the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda said that a Baal Keri can say Shema and make the brachos, it didn't mean that he could actually say Shema and make the brachos with his mouth. It meant he thinks them, because a Baal Keri is not allowed to actually learn Torah or make brachos or daven, but he meant that you think them. Machlokas Rishonim, is this going just on the brachos or even on Shema itself? But the simple pshat is, the simple pshat is only going on the brachos, but even he admits that Kriya Shema, you are allowed to say it because that's not really learning in depth. Maybe Kriya Shema is okay. It has a status of tefillah. So you could say, but brachos that are only drabbanan, so we still have the Takanas Ezra in force, and you wouldn't be able to say them. You actually have to think them. But the Gemara doesn't like this answer. So, well, me is like Rabbi Huda Hero. Who says Rabbi Huda says okay to think the brachos? Well, Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Baal Keri she'ein lo mayim lispol, if Baal Keri doesn't have water to dip in the mikvah, kori kriya shema, he's allowed to read shema, ve'einu mevarech lo lefanev lo lacharev, can't make the bracha, so ochal pito mevarech lacharev ve'einu mevarech lefanev, when he eats bread, he makes a bracha after, but not before, avol maharher belibo ve'einu motzi b'svasav, he's not allowed to say these things, but he can think them. That's Rab Meir, the Rab Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ben kachu, motzi b'svasav. You see, Rabbi Yehuda clearly says, whether it's Shema or benching, bracha rishona, bracha achrona, everything Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to say them with your mouth. So again, this is clearly Rabbi Yehuda saying that you are allowed to say Kriya Shema and make the brachos even if you're a Baal Keri. So the Gemara backs out. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Asan Rabbi Yehuda kihilchos derech eretz. You're right. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kriya Shema and the Birchas Kriya Shema and benching and Bracha Rishona are all like Hilchos Derech Eretz, which are an exception to the rule, and all these things, even though a Baal Keri is not allowed to stam learn Torah in depth, but certain things a Baal Keri is allowed to do, even according to Takanas Ezra. Namely, Hilchos Derech Eretz. What's Hilchos Derech Eretz? Like Midos, learning about Midos Tovos. So we're going to see later on in the Gemara, there's certain things that Ezra never said you're not allowed to do, even if you're a Baal Keri. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kriya Shema and Birchas Kriya Shema, certain tefillos that person is regular used to saying every day, even if you're a Baal Keri, you're allowed to say these things. Even Ezra would admit it. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Disanya, because we're into Nebraisa. The Hodatim Levanecha Levanevanecha, you shall teach your children and your children's children, Uksiv Basrei. And it writes right after that, Yom Asher Amat Alfin Hashem Lekecha B'Chorev, the day that you stood in front of Hashem in Chorev. So these two psukim were written right next to each other. Was it come to teach us? Malahalon Be'ima B'Yira V'Rasis U'Vizeya. Just like at Mamad Har Sinai, we learned Torah with awe and fear and dread. Afkan. So to all future generations, when you're teaching your kids, they should be learning Torah Be'ima over here, over Rasas of Isaiah, with awe and fear and trembling. Mikan Amru. From here, the rabbis taught, Hazavim Hamitzorim, if you have Tumah, Zav, or Mitzor, or Bar and Alnidos, or someone who had relations with the woman who's a Nida, even if you went to the mikveh for Baal Keri, Mutarim, if you went to the mikveh for Baal Keri, Mutarim Likros Patorvenimuksu, in Velishnos, Mishnah, Gemar, Valachas, Vagados, if you have Tumas, Zav or Mitzorah or Nida on you, so then you're allowed to learn Torah. You're allowed to learn Mikra, Menavim, Ksuvim, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos, Hagados, everything. Aval Bali Kerion, Asurim. But we learn from this that a Baal Keri is not allowed to, because a Baal Keri is not in the right state of Ema B'Yir B'Res, if you just had relations, or so he's not in that right state of fear and awe and dread, and therefore he may not study Torah if he is a Baal Keri. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shonahu Birigilius. Rabbi Yossi says a Baal Keri is allowed to learn those things, Mishnayos, that are very familiar to him. Uvilvad Shelo Yatzias HaMishnah. But you're not allowed to go into depth, to learn in depth. You could just say it simply to simply state the halachos or simply state the opinions in Mishnayos, but you're not supposed to go into depth if you're a Baal Keri. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Omer Matzius HaMishnah, you are allowed to go into depth in Mishnayos, but you're not allowed to go into depth in Gemara. Rabbi Yonasan ben Avshalom Omer Af Matzius HaGemara, you're even allowed to learn Gemara, and Daz Avlashal Yomer As Korosh, but we can't say Hashem's name. Rabbi Yochanan Sana Tamidush Rabbi Akiva Mishum Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Yikanis Lamedish Kol Iker. Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to engage in darshaning of any kind of analysis of learning at all. Not for Mishnayos, not for Chumash, not for nothing. You're not allowed to go in depth. But you could just go into shul and listen to the laning, and that's it. Or listen to the rabbi's drasha. Amri la, some say, lo yikanas lebeis hamedrash kol ikar. Even more, he said, that you can't even go to shul. You can't even listen to the laning or listen to the rabbi's drasha. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, shonu b'hilchos derech eretz. You are allowed to engage in studying the laws of derech eretz, the laws of midos, Musar, character development, that you are allowed to do when you're a Baal Keri. Maisim, Rabbi Yehuda Shirah Keri. Story happened, Rabbi Yehuda himself was a Baal Keri. Let's say he had relations with his wife. He was walking near a river. So the student said, Rabbi, teach us a parak in the laws of Derech Eretz. Yarad v'taval. See, he went into the mikvah v'shanalahem, and he taught them the parak. Amru lo, lo kachli matatana Rabbeinu shonu b'ilchus Derech Eretz. He said, the students asked him, why do you have to go to the mikvah? Didn't you tell us that a Baal Keri is allowed to learn Hilchos Derech Eretz without going to the mikvah? So listen to the fascinating answer he gave to them. Amar lehem, afal pi shemekel ani al acherim, machmir ani al atzmi. Even though I'm going to be lenient on other people, I am strict about these dinim. The Bar Tanura on the Mishnayos quotes an explanation that says, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, kavata, that says, asei toroscha keva, make your Torah permanent. And Bar Tanura quotes a pshat, someone says pshat, what do you mean make it to a permanent that you shouldn't do one thing and tell people to do something else? That would be against this din here. Because here you see Rabbi Huda was machmir for himself, even though he told other people it's okay for Baal Keri to learn Hilchos Derech Eretz. He didn't want to teach people the Hilchos Derech Eretz. So this Asei Toros Chakeva, this Mishnah, according to the Bar Tanura, the pshat is that a person shouldn't be like that. You should. So must be the review that held like a different opinion in that Mishnah, that it's okay for you to be machmir and tell others to be mekel, or tell others to be machmir and you're mekel on yourself. That's okay. But generally speaking, it sounds like the Bar Tanura understands that a person should really, a rabbi, if he paskens halacha in one way, he should do the halacha that way. He shouldn't pasken one thing and do something different for himself. Tanya. Rabbi Huda ben Maseir HaYomer, Rabbi Huda used to say, Ein Divrei Torah Mekabelin Tumah. So here we have, gentlemen, why do we not follow Takanas Ezra? This is the famous sheet of Rabbi Huda ben Maseir, which is the reason why nowadays, if you're not a chassid, you don't go to the mikveh every morning, right? Normally you would say, a guy, hey, how could he daven? He had marital relations with his wife the night before. Takanas Ezra, you're not allowed to daven, you're not allowed to learn. So the reason why we don't follow Takanas Ezra is this line of the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Huda ben Maseir HaYomer, Rabbi Huda used to say, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tumah. That no, we do not follow Takanas Ezra because Ein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tumah. And Tosas in Bava Kama has a question. How could Rabbi Huda ben Maseir have just basically destroyed Ezra's Takana? Don't we have a rule, Ein Bezin Yochel Avatel Divrei Bezin Chaveil, and Kein Gadol Emenu B'Chachma V'Minyan, that one Bezin, how could Rabbi Huda ben Maseir just come up with this Ein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tumah? What about Takanas Ezra? So Tosas gives a number of answers. Maybe Rabbi Huda ben Maseir holds that Ezra never made such a Takana. He disagreed with the whole Takana. Or Ezra himself made a condition when he made the Takana that if there would ever come a generation that feels that the Takana is not worth it, so later generations would be allowed to negate it. He made that stipulation. The third explanation Tosas has over there in Bava Kama is that this Takana was not poshet b'chol Yisrael. Not everybody agreed to Ezra's Takana, and therefore later generations had a right to override it. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the reason why Rabbi Huda says Mevatel Takana is because he saw that people couldn't live with it. People weren't learning or people weren't davening, one or the other, because people were having relations and not going to the mikvah, so they couldn't learn and couldn't daven. The Rambam seems to mix the two reasons together. Since it hadn't spread and was not accepted by most of the Jewish people, and people were struggling with it, therefore they negated the Gzeira. And they said, Divrei Torah, not Mekabel Tumah, so a Baal Keri is permitted to learn, is permitted to daven. And that's why nowadays, after people have marital relations, they do not go to the mikvah every morning unless you're a chassid and you're worried about this. And the Gemara tells a story about this. Maisa b'talmid echad shehaya megamgem l'malam Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira. A story happened that one of the talmidim was reading very quickly. Now, why was he reading very quickly? Because he was a balkari. He realized he was a balkari. He didn't want to read. L'malam Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira was very next to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira in shul. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira said to him, "Bini, psach picha v'yiridarecha. You could read slower. It's okay. Shein divrei Torah makam utum. You don't have to worry. Even if you're a balkari, you don't have to read so fast. Shenama halocho dvarai ke'esh no mashem." Hashem says, "My Torah words are like fire. Ma eishenu makabel tuma after return makabel tuma. Just like fire is not makabel tuma, so to the return not makabel tuma. So a balkari does not have to go to the mikvah." Amar Mar. We said earlier, Matzias Hamishav Enam Matzias Hagamar. This is according to the. Even if you do hold the Takanas Ezra, so you're allowed to learn. One opinion said you're allowed to learn Mishnah, just not Gemara. Masai Leila Rabbi Loi, Damir Loi, Ravacha, Bar Yaakov, Mishum Rabbeinu, Halacha, Matzias HaMishnah, Veinu Matzias HaGemara. You are allowed to learn the reasons for Mishnayas, but you're not allowed to get too deep into the Gemara. Kitanoi, this is like a Machlok Tanoi, Matzias HaMishnah, Matzias HaGemara, Divi Rab Meir, Rabbi Dura Gamliel, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Chayim, Gamliel, Zev, Zev, Aser, the Amri Lo, Zev, Zev, Mutter. Some people say that Rabbi Gamliel ben Gamliel said that no, Mishnah and Gemara are both Aser. Some say Mishnah and Gemara are both Mutter. Man Damar Zev is Aser, Kerb Yochanan Sandler, like we saw before, Yochanan Sandler. Man Damar Zev is Mutter, Kerb Yehuda ben Beseira. The one who says both of them are Mutter, that's going like Yehuda ben Beseira, who permitted, Zev is Mutter, that's going like Yehuda ben Beseira, who permitted, he basically said that a Balkari is always allowed to learn anything, because Divrei Torah is not makabel tuma. And here again we see the Pesach, Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Nohu Gamal Kahani Klal Sabe. The world was Nohig like these three elders, the famous shitas of these three elderly rabbis. Rabbi Eloi Bereishis Hagez, we hold up Rabbi Eloi who said that the din of Reishis Hagez, which is giving the first shearings of your sheep to a Kohen, that it doesn't apply to in Chutz Laretz, even though the Mishnah says it does. Rabbi Yoshia binyan Kilayim, Bekilayim, we hold like Rabbi Yoshia as far as Kilayim is concerned, that he's lenient and says the only time it's Kilayat Kerem is where you have wheat and barley and grapes all planted at one time, even though many don't hold that way. Rabbi Yudim and Meseira, Bedevei Torah, we hold like Rabbi Meseira's Shita, that a Balkari does not have to dip in a mikvah, and he's allowed to learn Torah. Said now the Gemara is going to identify each of the three. Rabbi Eloi, Reish Sagez, Sanya, Rabbi Eloi, Omer, Reish Sagez, Inu Nogel, Oretz, Soli, Neretz, Shel, Nan, Chutz, Loretz, Rabbi Yoshe, Bekilayim, Ketuksiv, Los, Izra, Kaimacha, Kalayim, Rabbi Yoshe, Omer, Lo, Olam, Enu, Chayev, you're not Chayev for the love of Kiliyat Kerem, which is planting wheat next to grapes. He holds Ashiyas Rechita Usaora V'charetzen B'mel Polis Yad. It's not just wheat and grapes, wheat and barley and grapes at one time. And that's why Balkari is mutter to learn. That's why we don't go to the mikvah today. When Ze'iri came from Israel to Bavel, he said, the rabbis got rid of this obligation to dip in the mikvah. Some say the rabbis got rid of the obligation to wash your hands before davening. That's called like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda got upset. He used to curse out somebody who's looking for water at the time he's supposed to daven, because if you look too long for water, the Zaman Tefillah is going to pass by and you're not going to daven Tefillah in its right time. Tana Rabbanan. Now the Gemara introduces a whole other story, a leniency with the Tefillah of a Balkari. Tana Rabbanan. Balkari Shanasna Love Tisha Kabin Mayim Tahar. Balkari that they placed upon him 9 kav of water. If they just throw 9 kav, again, normally you go to a mikveh and eat 40 sa, that's a lot more than 9 kav. But the Brisa says that a Balkari, that they just poured on him 9 kav of water, which is enough to just touch his whole body, then that's also enough, tahar, that's enough to let him learn Torah. That doesn't retire him from the Tumas Keri, it doesn't let him eat kashman stuff, but it does let him learn Torah. Nacham Ishgamzu l'chasha l'Rabbi Akiva. Nacham Ishgamzu whispered this idea to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva l'chasha l'Ben Azai. Rabbi Akiva whispered it to Ben Azai. U'Ben Azai yotzer shnal tamid b'shuk. He taught it in public. Pligi b'tri amarayb ma'arava, Rabbi Yosef Ravin, Rabbi Yosef Rav Zvida. Chad tani shna'a. One opinion says that he taught it in public. V'chad tani l'chasha. One opinion says he taught it in secret. They didn't want to publicize this too much. Mad the tani shna'a mishum bitl Torah. Why did he teach it out loud? He wanted everyone to know about it. It's a bitl Torah. You don't got to look for a mikvah. Just have somebody spritz 9 kav of water on you. You're okay. Umishem bittel peraviriv. People like weren't having marital relations because they would be afraid they wouldn't be able to learn. Umand detani l'chasha. The one who said he whispered it. Shlo yitamini chacham mitzvim etzel neshleim ketan golem. that the Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't be together with their wives so much like chickens. So, and if they would know this heter, it would be a lot easier. They would have a lot more marital relations. So they didn't want the rabbis to be so engaged in marital relations with their wives all the time. Amar Rabbi Yane, right? And generally, the Gemara says that the Talmid Chacham is supposed to have marital relations once a week. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes in Balabas can have twice a week, but it shouldn't be too crazy. Amar Rabbi Yane, Shamati Shemakilin Ba. So Rabbi Yane says, I heard that people are lenient about this tefillah for a Baal Keri, but Shamati Shemachmir Ba. And I heard some people are Machmir. People who are machmir to make sure to dip in a mikvah, so you'll have a long life. What's the reason these people that go to the mikvah every morning? What do you mean? Why? They do go because the Baal Keri is also to learn Torah. That's why you go to the mikvah in the morning. Why do they use 40 sa? You could use this leniency of 9 kav. Why do they got to go dip? They could just have somebody throw the water on and don't got to dip in a mikvah. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Godar Godal Godruba. Rabbi Chanina says, no, the rabbis are very strict about this tefillah. Story happened that a man wanted to commit an aveira with a woman. Amrulo Reika. He said to her, she said to him, you empty one. And if we commit an aver, you can have 40 sa in the mikvah. You have a mikvah to go to, so you could learn Torah. You could daven. Miad pirish. The guy listened to the girl. He didn't commit the aver with her. So you see that we were very stark about needing 40 sa. Amar lahu Rav Huna l'Rabbanan. Rabosem bnei matem mezazlim b'tfila. Rav Huna said to the rabbis, why are we mezazl by tfila? Why do we treat it leniently, this tfila for a Baal Keri, and we're lenient? Imishim tsina. If it's because it's cold, you can go into a heated mikvah. Really? Amalei Rav Chista v'chiyesh tefillah b'chamin, are you allowed to dip in a heated mikvah? Amalei Rav Ada Bar Rava kai kavasach. He said, you should know Rav Ada Bar Rava holds like you that a heated mikvah is no good. But I hold that a heated mikvah really is good. And the post can debate over here whether or not a woman is allowed to go to the mikvah in a heated mikvah. It's machlokas mechaber in the Ramah. But there's two opinions in Rishonim whether or not a heated mikvah works. Are you allowed to pour hot water even into a mikvah? The problem is that usually when you heat something up, it's going to be mayim shuvim. It's going to be heated up in a kli, so that's going to be no good. But if you take water that was heated up in a kosher way and then you put it into the mikvah, it could be that it would be good. That's machlokas the mechaber in the Ramah. Rabbi Zera Haviyasa Ba'agna Demai Be Masusa. Rabbi Zera was a Baal Keri, and he was sitting in a bucket full of water in the bathhouse. Amalei L'Shamei, he said to his servant, Zil Va'aisili Tisha Kabin V'Shadi Lavai, go get me 9 kav of water and throw it on me. Amalei Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Lamalei L'Mar Kolei, what do you need to do that for? V'Haviyasa Ba'gavai, you're sitting in the 9 kavin right now. Amalei Bar Boim So. Just like 40 saw, you have to be sitting in it, and it can't be somebody throwing 40 saw on you. After Tisha Kav, when it comes to 9 Kav, is the opposite. Benesina v'lo b'tefila. Someone's got to pour it on you and not you sitting in it. Rav Nachman tikin chatzva bas Tisha Kav. So Rav Nachman actually had a kli that had exactly 9 Kav, so people should know how to use it for tefilas keri. Ki asa Rav Dimi Omar Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yehuda Glustra Amru. When Rav Dimi came, he said, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda Glister said, Lo shano el l'chola l'onso. That's only a chola who sees Keri by accident. Ava l'chola hamargil, if he's sick. But if a guy who's sick, who has relations, arboim so, then you need 40 so. So this leniency of 9 kav is only for a sick, someone who's sick, and an onus happens. But if he has relations, then he has to do 40 so. I'm Rav Yosef, it parachatz pedu Rav Nachman. Well, so then the whole leniency of Rav Nachman, so the whole kli that Rav Nachman had for 9 kav is broken now because you don't really ever get a chance to use it. It's only someone who's sick, who an onus happens in, which is a very infrequent occurrence. Ki asa Ravin Omar Ba'usha Hava Uvda. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, Ba'usha Hava Uvda. In Usha, there was a story that happened. Be'kil'a de Rabbi Oshaya. By the doorway of the house of Rabbi Yoshaya, also Mishal Rav Asi, They asked Rav Asi this question, whether or not a Baal Keri could be Matar himself or Divrei Torah by 9 kav of water being poured in. Amaluhu, lo shana lo l'chola hamargil. That's only for a sick person who has relations. Avol l'chola l'onso, potem miklum. He held that a chola who an onus happens to him and he's a Baal Keri, he doesn't need any water. Amar Rav Yosef, it's tamid chatzbi de Rav Nachman. Oh, so now the kli of Rav Nachman that held 9 kabin, it was now put back together because now we have a reason to use it. Says the Gemara, Michti, kul amarayva tanai b'dezi'iri b'de'ezra kamifli. All of them are arguing about what Ezra said. V'nechsei Ezra hechi tikin. We're all arguing, what did Ezra mean? Let's find out what people are doing. What did Ezra say originally? Amar Abaye. Ezra tikin labari hamargel. Ezra only made his takana for a healthy person who has regular marital relations. Arboim saw. Ubari laonso, a healthy person who an accident happens and becomes a Baal Keri. He said Tisha Kabin would be enough, 9 Kabin enough. Also Amarayu pligi b'chola. And the Amarayim argue about a chola. Mar savar chola amargel, kabari amargel, b'chola onso, kabari alonso. One person says that a chola who has relations is like a healthy person has relations, and a chola who has an onus is like a healthy person has an onus. So mar savar chola amargel, kabari alonso. A chola who has regulations is like a bari who has an accident. The chola onso patmi klum, but someone who has an onus happened to him is exempt from everything. Amarava. Nehida tikein Ezra tvila, nesinami tikein. Ezra was misakein tvila, but was he misakein nesinam? Amar Ezra tikein tvila bali karen. What do you mean? It's only a tvila. Amarava, Ezra tikein tvila bari amargil, bar ba msa. All Ezra was misakein was tvila for a regular bari, regular healthy person who's having relations. That's 40 sub. Asura banan. Viskinu labari laonso. The rabbis came and were misakin that a bari who an accident happens tisha kabin. Vasa amaroi v'kamiflegi b'chola. The rabbis now have the amaroi have him dispute about chola. Marasav chola hamargel kabari hamargel. One of them says that a chola hamargel is like a bari hamargel b'chola onso kabari laonso. Umarasav labari hamargel b'arvam sa. The other opinion says though bari who has relations to 40 sa chola hamargel. Kibari Lonzo, and a cholo who has a regular relations is like a bari who has an ones, and it's enough to have tisha kabin. Avol chola atzma pata miklum. Cholonzo, but a cholo who has an ones happened to him is pata. Amarava hilchas a bari hamargel v'chola hamargel avarim saw. Anyone who has regular relations has to have 40 saw. Bari Lonzo is tisha kabin. If a healthy person has an accident, so it's 9 kav. Avol chola laonso patur miklum, but a chola who an onus happens to is exempt from any water whatsoever. Tana rabbanon, baal keri shenasal of tisha kav mayim tohar. If a baal keri has 9 kav thrown him, starve medvar morim laatzmo. That's if he wants to learn Torah for himself. Then 9 kav is enough. Avol achem, if he wants to teach other people, he needs more. Then he needs arboim sa. He needs 40 sa. Rabbi Huda Omer arboim sa mikomakom. Rabbi Huda says you need 40 sa. Regardless, so the question: what he means? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Levi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Echad me Haizug of Echad me Haizug Aresha. So one of the first pair of rabbis and one of the second pair of rabbis hold that Rabbi Huda's statement is going on the beginning. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain. Chad Amar. Chad Amar Hod Amris Bamedvar Mamurim. La'atzmo avolacherim barbarim sa. This that the Brisa said that for yourself is enough to have 9 kabin, but to teach others 40 sa. That lo shana el lechola amargil. That was only for a chola who's having relations. Avolchola onso tisha kabin even to teach somebody else. If you're a chola onso, then tisha kabin be enough even to teach somebody else. V'chad Omar, one of them said no. Kol acherim afil chola onso adik barbarim sa. Once you're teaching other people, even if it's a chola who had an accident happen, still needs 40 sa if you're teaching other people. So that's what one opinion said. V'chad mehayzug v'chad mehayzug asefa. And one of the pair of rabbis and another of the other pair of rabbis said that the statement's going on the end. Chad amar hoda amar Rabbi Huda arbam sa. This Rabbi Huda said 40 sa. Mikol makom works all times. Lo shano ela bekarka. 40 sa works, that's only if it's in the ground. Aval pekelim, but if it's 40 sa in a vessel, low, then tefila in a vessel of 40 sa doesn't work. That's mayim sh'uvim. V'chad amar afilu pekelim nami. Some say even 40 sa in a vessel works. That's why some people nowadays, even some chassidim, if they don't have a kosher mikvah, they'll dip in a swimming pool. Because even though it's Mayim Shuvim, this Gemara says that maybe Mayim Shuvim should work for a tefillah for Baal Keri. Then Rabbi Yehuda's language makes sense. Mikomakom, even if it's in a kli. El man amar bikarka in bekelim lo. So mikomakom lasuy. My answer is the Gemara lasuy mayim shuvim. Even if it's not in a kli, it'll still work with mayim shuvim. Tefillah for a mikvah will work with mayim shuvim. Mayim shuvim means water that's not rainwater, water that was like for a drawn water or water from a kli, not in a kli, but it came from a kli. Rav Papa and Rav Huna bereid Rav Shua and Rav Bar Shmuel kri charifta b'hadei adadu. These rabbis were eating bread together. Amalu Rav Papa havuli l'didi lichroch. I'm sorry, havuli l'didi livroch. Let me lead the benching. Dinafuli lavoi tisha kabin, because 9 kabin of water came to me. I don't have tumas carry. Amalu Rav Bar Shmuel tanina. We learned to the price of med v'amamurim la'atzma v'la'achirim abram sar. If you're going to bench for other people, you need 40 sa. You're going to be motz for other people. Let me bench the nafal of the Abraham saw. I had 40 saw on me. Amalu Rav Huna. Let me bench the leki levi lohai v'lohai. I had no tuma. I wasn't tuma at all. So I let me bench. Rav Chama tovah b'mal yom d'pischa. Rav Chama used to dip in a mikvah in 40 saw on erev Pesach. Lohotzi arab mi dechavas. And I guess at the seder he wanted to motzi other people in kiddush and in matzah. V'lesilchus lekavasei. We don't hold like him. Rather, we hold like Rebbe Meseir says that a Baal Keri doesn't eat tefillah at all. Let's begin the next Mishnah. Hayomi b'tefillah v'nitzku shabal Keri. Guy was standing in davening shabbos and he realizes Baal Keri lo yafsik. You don't have to stop davening. Eli yikatzer. You should shorten each bracha. Say the beginning and end of each bracha. Yarad litpol. If you went down to the mikvah to dip, im yochol lalos liskasos likros achlo tehani tzachama. If you can come out of the mikveh and cover yourself and read Shema before Nates, meaning this is like the Vasikin, but the Evid you can do it till 3 hours, but the Vasikin you should do before Nates, Yalav Iskasav Yikras, then you should come out and cover yourself. And Lav, if you want to be Yotzei the Vasikin, you could stay in the mikveh, Iskasav Mayim, cover your erva over with the water. Vayikra, Velo Iskasav Lob Mayim, Rum Lob Mea Misar, you shouldn't cover yourself either with stinky water and not water that you use to clean stuff. Now, the next part of the mission says, now, you're not allowed to reach Shema if there's urine there. Achiatel sochan mayim, until you put water in there. V'kama yachik mehenu minat soa. How far away do you have to be from urine or feces to say kriya Shema? Arba amos. You have to be at least 4 amos away. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Hayomi b'tfil v'nisku shabal keri. Lo yafsik al yikatsa. A person who's standing and davening realizes he's about keri. He shouldn't stop. Rather, he should shorten his shmonesse. Hayakoy ba Torah. If he was laning or he was reading Torah, he was laning v'nitzku shabal keri ein amavsek. Well, you don't have to stop reading. Ela megam game v'kori, just read it quickly. Rav Meir Omer ein bal keri rashai likros b'tor yosim shosh b'sukim. Rav Meir says you can only read more than 3 b'sukim, then you have to stop. Tani ida chayom betula rot soa kenegdo. Person who was standing and davening, he sees soa, he sees feces in front of him. Mahalech lefanav atchiz ukena lachor b'abra amos. You got to keep walking until the feces is 4 amos behind you. V'hatanya litzdatan. Didn't the Gemara say it's enough to be on the side? Lo kasha. Hadav shad lo efshir. If it's possible to be behind you, then it should be behind you. If it's impossible, it could be even to the side, 4 amos. Ha'im esmal matzah b'makomo. If you were davening and you found that feces mamish in the place you were davening, Amar Rabba, afal b'shachata tefila so tefila. Even though you sinned, your tefillah still had a good tefillah because you didn't see it while you were davening. Maskla Rava Zevach Hashem Toev. Isn't that disgusting? Elam Rava Hol V'Chata Aval Bishes Spal Tefillas Toeva. Since you sinned, even though you davened, your tefillah is a Toeva if it was mamish in the same place as you. If it was mamish in the same place as you, then he holds its tefillas a Toeva because if the disgusting stuff was in the same place as you, then your tefillah doesn't count at all. Have a wonderful, if you're listening to this before Shabbos, have a great Shabbos. If you're listening after Shabbos, have a great week.